Lewis himself. Well, Chris Bush, the facility manager here at the Berry Event Center, is with us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Isaiah's doing really good today, huh?
Oh, my goodness. He's been fun, and that dunk just lit it up.
Yeah. He's a... Him and Nava, when they get it going, we're tough to beat.
Yep. Well, you guys have a lot of work to do on a weekend when the Wildcat hockey team is home and the basketball team is here.
Right.
And you had, so there was a hockey game here Friday night. You had basketball doubleheader Saturday, hockey Saturday night, and a basketball doubleheader today. Tell our fans, how do you do it?
You missed one. We laid it down third. We had a Friday game, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Friday basketball. Okay, so how do you do it?
Well, honestly, I'm lucky enough to have really, really talented guys, full-time guys that have been here a long time, and they take pride in this job, and they get in there, and they get the job done. I provide them with 30 college students, and they jump in, and with their assistance, we do the job. We do the lay down when we put the floor down in about 2.5 hours, and then we pull it up, you know, anywhere from 1.5 to 2 hours on a good day. So, yeah, I don't do the work. I provide the work to them, and I help them out a little bit, but it's up to my full-time guys get all the credit for sure.
Okay, so people have asked the question about the ice. Now, the ice is still there. It is underneath the basketball floor right now.
Yeah.
Explain how you do that. The glass is still here from the hockey arena, but
right.
The boards are there. But explain exactly what goes down and what stays and all that.
Well, I'll keep it short and sweet. We put down an ice cap product. It covers the ice. It's an insulated floor product. Those are 600 pieces of 4x8 sheets that go down first. And then we lay a Horner flooring on top of that. Those are 240 pieces of the wood floor that are connected tongue and groove style. And then on top of that, we take the glass out, the short glass on the north and the south sides of the rink, and then put up bleachers, chairs, scorer's table, and whatnot. And I have groups of 6 to 8 college students that have individual jobs to do that in a short period of time.
Okay, so we had a basketball doubleheader on Saturday.
Right.
And a hockey game Saturday night. That's not a lot of time because they have to get out and warm up for hockey and stuff. So do you cut it close ever? Or?
You know, the only time we've ever really cut it close, we had it years ago. We had I believe it was a quadruple overtime game against Tech. And that pushed it really close. But the biggest part of it is when you get the floor up, you got to prepare the ice for the hockey game. You know, and they get hockey players like clean ice, and the Division I program here, we want to provide them with a good ice sheet. And we jump in there and put a solid hour of ice prep in there to get it done.
Well, Chris, thanks to you and to all those 30 kids that you were talking about and your staff, your full-time staff, thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it. I got one more thing while I'm on here, just a little promo. This weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have conversions, and it's going to be Thanksgiving break, and it's also deer season. So I'm losing quite a few of the college students. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me, my email is cbush@nmu.edu. If you're a Northern College student, you're going to be here for the break, and you don't mind heavy work and hard work in a fast-paced environment, give me a shout, and then we'll see if we can put you on.
Okay, how many you're looking for students, right?
Yeah, college students, NMU college students enrolled, this semester. And give me a shout. I don't know exactly how many I totally need yet, but I'll get a list together and see if we can put some people to work, make them some money.
All right. We will let people know.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with Dondre Yoey from Bay College's basketball team. We'll do that in 60 seconds on the Wildcat Basketball Network.